This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. It's the ninth day of March. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. As we sit here on a day that it is Jeffrey Osborne's birthday.
Can you woo, woo, woo?
Okay. I don't know what to say to that. I just want to throw that out there. All right, you ready to bring our guest on here? I have something to say to him right off the bit, which I...
Why?
Why? Well, you think it's going to be negative. Hey, I ain't saying nothing about... I got something bad to say to him. I got something to say to him as we welcome our guest, Kyle Sandy, on. Actually, you know, just about a half a block away from being considered a family member, for as much as he's on here.
Yeah, man.
If he didn't disappear during the other times of the year, he'd be a family member, but he just shows up during this time of year. But we still, he's like a cousin.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, man, how you doing, Kyle?
Good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have to say something to you.
He's awake.
Yeah. Well, that with ventriloquism here. Yeah. You guys sent some pictures back from Macon. Beautiful attire that you had down there. You pulled out the A material as far as your suits. I like the green bow tie with the green shirt. That was nice.
Oh, thank you.
But here's the thing. This dude is taller than I thought.
Oh, yeah, man.
I didn't realize how tall you were, man.
Yeah. I used to play a little ball back in the day in high school. Yeah, 6'4", 6'5", if I stand up straight, not too bad.
I did not know until you were standing next to you. I said, well, hang on a second. Okay, I knew he played, but, you know, he could have been a point guard. Yeah. But I just never thought about his height.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I saw somebody that tall in a bow tie. That's what stayed with me. That's what I took away from the picture.
He pulls it off well.
He looked like brand new money. But I'm just saying I was surprised. I said, that dude is tall. So I want to tell you that when you came out here. How was your time together down there, even though you guys are cheating on me? Down there and making this time. I guess from top to bottom, how was the tournament, the presentation, everything about it? How was it?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this year, and I tweeted this out last night, I think this year, and this is, mind you, my 10-year anniversary, I've been covering this for a decade now, I think this week was the best week of state championship games I have ever covered. The games that we saw this week were just incredible, with the quote-unquote upsets, the games where we saw wild, ridiculous finishes, comebacks in the fourth quarter, great performances from individuals, first-time champions, repeat champions, everything you could want and more happened this week in Macon, and just such a great culmination of what was a very unpredictable season all year long, just because of the great parity across boys and girls in so many classifications. Just so many fantastic games. I thought it was as good as it gets. And for GPB to be calling these games, to have the great Sam Crenshaw on the call for multiple games, it really just could not get any better than what it was.
Now, given what you just said, is possibly, I say possibly, a byproduct of that is a conversation that we've had, not necessarily with you, but just in general about that whole tournament, possibly moving up here to Atlanta, and they want to show them once again, no, you guys need to stay down here. We've got our stuff together, and this is the place to keep this tournament.
There is always talk about trying to move these state championships back to Atlanta, and of course that would be nice, but there's things such as financial situations that obviously the bottom line affects a lot of that. And we did have some nice crowds. It wasn't completely terrible. I mean, that Southwest Macon game, of course, Southwest Macon's about 15 minutes down the road, so it was completely packed. So that was probably the most full I've ever seen the Centerplex. So that was an amazing atmosphere. And also even in the 6A championships, we had a nice, solid crowd. Yes, of course, it would be great to play these games in Atlanta, but we're here in Macon, and a great week like this makes us feel like, okay, we can continue to play games here. But yes, of course, it would be nice to see these games in maybe a little bit more of an upgraded, updated facility. But Macon is the home of the state championships, and we saw some great ones this week.
Yeah, the folks from South Georgia want to keep it down there. They're scared of Atlanta traffic. They don't want to come up here. Spending time at the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Kyle Sandy. What are you laughing about, man?
I'm just picturing a conversation with the folks down there. Yeah, they ain't going north of Bucky's.
They that's right. Kyle Sandy, and he is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. Kyle, we saw a lot of great performances, as you said. And, you saw one school start the tournament out with a sweep. We had a chance for a sweep with two schools last night. Boy, the fourth time a charm. You know, the stories of games like that with teams who had previously lost to teams throughout the season. Talk about the Newton girls who had lost three times to Grayson, but last night pull it all together for the win.
Newton was getting closer and closer and closer in all these meetings. They lost by over 20 points the first two times. Then they were tied going into the fourth quarter in that Region 4 championship before falling. And then, of course, just yesterday, the baby Rams of Newton got the job done, 59-56 over the defending state champion Rams. Grayson, London Smith was just phenomenal. She had 28 points in the final four round against North Forsyth, who was undefeated. And the sophomore was just unbelievable. 23 points, 11 rebounds last night. She kept, anytime she missed a shot, she was quick to get her own rebound and get a putback. With 44 seconds left, she blocks Tatum Brown's driving layup, who's going to Jacksonville, blocks her shot and grabs a rebound to keep that game in favor of Newton. It was just an unbelievable performance. And Coach Juwan Bailey, if you don't know about him, you should, because that's his second state title. He won one with Josie back in the day a few years back. One of the great young coaches in our game, and just such great resolve for the Rams to be able to top such a tough team in Grayson. Just unbelievable. And even looking at the boys' game, the Rams pushing Wheeler all the way to the brink, holding a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Mind you, they were down 20-10 at the end of the first quarter last night, but Wheeler able to get their 10th state title. But just two more great, fantastic games that had you on the edge of your seat until the final buzzer last night. Just a great way to end the season.
Fantastic, fantastic. Home of the state championship games went on there. One boys game I think that really jumped out. I thought the Pace Academy was going to win this game over North Oconee. Not so. North Oconee comes out and takes down Pace Academy. I thought that was one of the good games of the week, too.
That was a big one. Rick Raz getting it done again for North Oconee. They beat Holy Innocents last year. They beat Pace Academy this year. Pace Academy went up 16-6 to start the game. All that length inside, blocking a ton of shots. I think they finished with about 14 block shots. Mind you, Pace Academy was blowing teams out in the postseason by 37 points per game until they run into Justin Wise, who had 27 points, a superstar. You had Kamari Brooks getting the job done defensively. Thrasher Wilkins producing on the big level as an unsigned senior. North Oconee, again, another state title. So they repeat as state champs. And I believe that was the first time Charmin White's ever lost a state championship game. But it's a brave new world when you see Coach White lose a state title game. You see Jan Azar lose a state title game.
How about that?
When they get beat by, I know, by Holy Innocents. And I think that was kind of the start and kind of set the tone for this week of wildness. Teams that you felt like, okay, they're the team to beat, and these great coaches that we never see lose in the state championship, but getting a quote-unquote upset here in Macon. And it was just a wild week and just unpredictability all throughout. Great job by all these teams, even in a losing effort for some of these programs, really battling till the final buzzer. But boy, oh boy, it was a week for the ages. I'm going to continue to say that until we're done on the phone. It was just amazing every single game this week.
Now, you got something special coming up because as the spring showcase is happening, and you pointed out a few players that were in action this week that will probably be up at the spring showcase, right?
That is right. How about that River Ridge game? River Ridge girls, they outscore Langston Hughes 19-2 in the fourth quarter to stun the Panthers. Kyla Canty had 9 of her 12 points in the fourth quarter. Kyla Canty going to be at the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase next Sunday, March 16th at Dawson County High School.
And she has no offers? She has no offers?
She's got some offers coming. Only a junior. I believe she has been in contact with some Division I programs. So she's been on some visits and everything. So I expect some of those start coming in for the South, Paul. But that showcase camp we have next Sunday, you can find out more information on sandyspiel.com. Just an individual player camp, boys, girls, girls in the morning, boys in the afternoon. But it was awesome to see some players that we'll see next Sunday really shine on the big stage here in Macon. So very awesome to see Kyla Canty get the job done and a couple other players as well really provide their teams with lifts and get their team to a state title.
You know, once again, after the games, the last game is played, after the showcase, what's in store for you? Like, what's your off season look like?
I have been instructed by the wife that we need to go on vacation and go to the beach. So we will find time to go to the beach that first, second-ish week of April. So I don't know what beach we're going to, but we are going to try and unplug and get away for a couple days.
That's right. But, Kyle, you got to have a conversation with her. You're going to be dealing with spring breakers going to the beach.
Come on. We're young at heart.
All right. Long as you're cool. Long as you're cool with that, then that's fine. There's a lot of people who try to avoid that. You know, married folks and, you know, couples, they try to avoid that. They go in different places. But I'm sure there is a nice beach that will not be overrun by students that you guys will find.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you have any recommendations? You know all the good spots in Florida and down south. Do you have any recommendations other than the PCBs and the simple ideas like that? Do you know of any place, Greg or Sam?
Do we look like people who go out and seek places that get a tan?
Oh, gosh, come on.
I mean, yeah. If it were me, I'd go up to, you know, like a big city and have a big time. And, you know, but here's something that used to happen that's kind of off the beaten path. You could go take a little short cruise. And then you'd have multiple beaches.
I knew what happened. See, I knew Greg was going to put you on a boat.
Well, that's the thing.
Greg's going to put you on a boat.
I ain't going to put you on a boat. I'm going to put you on a ship.
Okay, there we go, ship.
Man. Boat's the thing you look for when the ship starts going down. Okay?
Oh, God.
But if you want to think of something outside, because here's another reason why I say that. Let's say you find a beach. You go there.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature could step in, and it could rain the whole time. then you're kind of screwed. But if you're on a ship, then it doesn't matter because you got 82 things you could do inside on the ship. And you will still be going to multiple ports where you can get off and walk along a beach or whatever, or probably, I'm sure you'll have a couple clear days. I'm just throwing that out there. And there are some inexpensive short ones. You don't have to go on a long 8-day, 7-day cruise. Just get yourself a short one, you know, bop down to the Bahamas or, you know, over to Mexico for a little bit, and you will see a couple beaches, and if it rains, you're good to go. And you can walk away with some money and take the money from the cruise ship company in the casino.
There you go.
That's what I like to do.
That's a great idea. That is on my bucket list. We have not gone on a cruise yet. That is one of my things on the bucket list to try and do.
Yeah.
A cruise, that is a great idea.
And take a short one because you don't know if you get queasy on a ship until you get on it. You know what I mean? Mm. So you don't want to be on an 8-day cruise finding out after day one, you know, the waves are kind of affecting you. So take a short one, see how you feel about it, and you just start cruising, moving forward.
Yes, sir.
I knew he was going to put you. I knew he was going to put you on a boat.
There you go again. Anyway, just consider it. I ain't saying you should.
You deserve it though, man.
Just consider it.
You deserve it. You've been going hard at it for the season.
Thank you.
And once you get the showcase, man, hey, relax.
Now, if you do decide on a cruise, you need to call me back, and I'll tell you a couple things you can do to kind of make it a little bit better. There's some things you can cut some corners. You got to know how to do it though. But you can cut some corners and make life a little bit easier. But most folks don't know. I'll fill you in on that information.
Yes, sir. Hey, we missed you at Bucky's the other night, Greg. I gotta interject and let you know. We missed you at Bucky's the other night.
I appreciate it. I love how this has morphed from Sam loving Bucky's to now me. But anyway, we can't thank you enough, buddy, for everything you do. We're going to talk to you next week. So have yourself a wonderful rest of your weekend and week, and we will talk to you then, Kyle. And thank you for everything that you do for our show.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's been a great season. I appreciate you every single year for having me on to talk high school hoops.
There you go. That is Kyle Sandy joining us. Go to his website, Sandy Spiel, and find out about the spring showcase.